Thanks, Kevin. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for being here. I'm going to talk about salinization of drinking water in coastal areas of Bangladesh and how this is affecting health in young adults. Basically, this is part of my PhD research, and I'm going to share some of my preliminary findings of the study. And I have no relationship to disclose. So, salinization of freshwater resources is an emerging environmental problem in many low-lying developing countries, including in coastal Bangladesh. And both climatic factors like sea level rise and human activities such as overpumping of the groundwater are contributing to this saltwater intrusion. In coastal areas of Bangladesh, livelihoods and health of more than 35 million are currently affected, and the projected scenarios for climate change and sea level rise suggest that these will aggravate further. Despite we have ample and well-accepted evidence on adverse health effects of high salt consumption, particularly from food, little is known about exposure from increased water salinity. So therefore, we conducted a pilot study examining the potential salt exposure and health risks of increasing water salinity in coastal areas of Bangladesh in order to promote relevant intervention strategies. So I'll give a brief background of the study, and we'll describe the methods and results, and we'll end up with the implications and conclusions. So just brief about the coastal areas of Bangladesh. You may know that Bangladesh is a low-lying deltaic country, and it is actually bordered most of the parts by India and a small part by Myanmar, and it meets with the Bay of Bengal in the south. And this map shows the 19 districts that belong to the coastal areas, which covers 32%, almost one-third of the total land area, and home to more than 35 million population. In these areas are known as areas of multiple natural vulnerabilities like cyclones, storm surge, sea level rise, and saltwater intrusion, and like Cyclone Hyla and Sido, to name few. Majority of the coastal areas are low-lying, and 86% of the total land area have an elevation up to 5 meters from the sea level. And of the 19 that I mentioned, 12 districts, that is half of the total coastal land area, are facing the risk of cyclone, salinity intrusion, and tidal water movement. And natural surface like pond water and the groundwater, like tube oil, are the major sources of drinking water in this area, which are already affected by different levels of salinity. And there is also evidence that salt water is actually moving further inland. So again, this is the map of the coastal districts showing different groundwater salinity level in different coastal districts. And here, according to the study by Bangladesh Agricultural Development Corporation, they have demonstrated that groundwater salinity level actually went below the mean sea level in many places in the country. And in these 12 districts, salinity level is ranged from like 4.8 to 10 gram per liter, which makes the water, in most places, water unusable for drinking and cooking. And in the next step, it shows that over the period salinity level is increasing. This represents 1979, this is 2000, and this is dotted line represents 2009. So over the period salinity level is increasing in the coastal areas. And even some areas, this dotted line, the coastal, the salinity level has passed beyond the coastal line. Despite this widespread problem, the exposure on salt and health and has been actually little known. Of the available studies, among pregnant mothers, those who are consuming high saline water demonstrated high salt consumption and showed that higher prevalence and risk of hypertension in pregnancy. And a study by Rashid and colleagues compared to high and plain land, adults in coastal area demonstrated high salt consumption than World Health Organization recommended level of 2 gram per day. Therefore, we conducted a cross-sectional study in a rural sub-district in Khulna, which is one of the coastal district, and then in young adults. So what we did in this sub-district, we selected 2 unions in this area and based on their diversity of potable water resources. So according to the Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics, in Amadi, pond is the and in Koira, tubewell water is the major source of drinking water in this area. And in each, from each of the union, we selected 2 villages that gives us 4 villages using probability proportional to size sampling technique. So in this and then what we did in this area, our trained research staffs made their household visits and identified the eligible participants of 19 to 25 years of age, and of them 3/4 subjects were available during the interview. We excluded the pregnant cases because of their potential gestational physiological changes which may affect sodium handling in the body. And of them, 282 subjects with urinary sodium data were included in the analysis. And we collected, this study was conducted during May and June, which correspond to the dry season in Bangladesh. And then we collected information on their associated information and dietary data and water, and also collected water and urine samples to assess the sodium exposure. So some of the key findings of the study. So majority of them were female, and of them majority were housewife, and more than 1/3 of the population were involved in labor intensive activities. And they have a mean body mass index of 21.2, and 47% were actually malnourished, that meaning they were underweight or overweight. And tubewell and surface or pond water were the major sources, and we can see that for 25th, 50th and 75th percentile, tubewell water had higher salinity level than pond water. And just to note that Bangladesh standard for drinking water sodium is 200 milligram per liter, and if we also compare with the US EPA, that is actually even below 30 to 60 milligram per liter. That is actually based on aesthetic guideline. But to note that in both the sources, the salinity level is much higher in both the sources. And this table shows the urinary spot and estimated 24-hour urinary sodium level. So and it demonstrates that for estimated 24-hour sodium level using all the Kawasaki, Tanaka and Intersol method, demonstrated a high sodium consumption in each of that. And this was based on, we used cutoff point 100 millimole per day. That corresponds to 2.3 gram. And in our further analysis, we use Intersol method because that is the most direct approach and has been used in wider population to examine the association between drinking water sources and estimated urinary sodium value. And we have observed that in our multivariable adjusted linear regression analysis, we have found that tubewell water had significantly higher mean urinary sodium excretion than the surface and pond water. So what does this implies? One of the thing, first of all, these are very young population, just 19 to 25 years of age, and they are exposed to these high level of sodium we have observed. So, and we know that there is a direct link between salt and blood rise in blood pressure. And according to the Intersol study, this level of sodium consumption can lead to 4 millimeter of mercury rise in systolic blood pressure. That means they are at risk of developing hypertension at their early age and other chronic diseases such as cardiovascular and kidney diseases. Secondly, population in other low-lying deltas like which are vulnerable to climate change and sea level rise, and where natural surface and groundwater are the major sources of drinking water, may be vulnerable to similar like of sodium consumption. And also projected scenarios for climate change and sea level rise suggest that the extent and the magnitude of the salinity will increase. There will be a significant decline in the freshwater river area, and there will be an increase in the moderate to highly saline areas. Before I conclude, just to remind you, we always consider food as the major source of dietary sodium, but in our population we could not measure the dietary sodium, but what we did, we collected data of their diet of past 7 days, and we have found that they have actually rural Bangladeshi diet consuming rice and less frequent consumption of vegetable fruits and frequent consumption of fish. And we have looked at that data, available data, and we have found that a significant portion could be contributed, likely to be contributed by the water in this area. Just to conclude that despite the limitations of the sodium variability and the spot urinary sodium, we have observed that higher sodium consumption in this young population. Therefore, they are at risk of hypertension. And projected climate change scenarios suggest that this will, like, the salinity level will exacerbate. And therefore, we need specific health intervention, prevention interventions, like in short to medium term, maybe with reducing salt through diet, and from medium to long term, promoting alternative safe water options. And I'm grateful to my supervisor and Griffith University Postgraduate Student Association and Griffith Asia Institute to support me to attend the conference. And thank you for listening.